Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Walter Kieschel III is here. Walter has been a member of our Brain Trust now for almost 10 years. We first met him when we helped him launch his new book, The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. He's a former editorial director of Harvard Business Review, former managing editor of Fortune Magazine. You're starting to get the picture of how smart he is. He's our good friend, Walter. Welcome back.
Thanks so much, Jim.
It's good to have you back. You know, we've talked a lot about many serious topics in the past, but we're going to have a little fun today because you've got on your mind what you call the rules for holiday office parties. And these office parties, we used to call it You Bet Your Job Prom Night.
Yeah.
I mean, more than one of these parties I've gone to, thankfully it wasn't me because I don't abuse alcohol. Didn't say I didn't have some, but I don't abuse it. But I have seen people that in the party, I looked at that person, I said, he won't make it till January 1. He won't be here in the new year, or she maybe. And half the time I was right. What do you think?
Oh, I absolutely agree with that. I've seen office relationships ruptured irreparably, people eventually losing their jobs because of things that were said or done.
Almost always associated with alcohol, right? Or being overserved.
Yes, that's usually true. But, I mean, there's a rule. There are a couple of tricky rules with respect to alcohol. One, pretty much everybody knows that you shouldn't drink too much yourself. But the more subtle rule is that you want to be careful not to get around somebody else who has been drinking too much, particularly if that somebody else is like your boss or somebody who's superior to you in the hierarchy. Because
you become collateral damage. You become collateral damage.
Collateral
right?
damage, saying things, terrible things to you or to somebody standing next to you that you'll never be able to forget, and they may not be able to remember. But it'll leave a bad feeling in the air. So stay away from those who are overindulging. Of course, in these days of selfies and Instagram pictures too, you got to be careful about how you're photographed and who you're photographed with, and if they're dancing on a tabletop with a lampshade on their head, which I guess people don't do anymore, but you don't necessarily want to be caught in the back of that photograph or cheering them on or holding them.
Yeah, you want to be careful you're not photobombing things that are going to incriminate you in the future, right?
Yes. That's exactly true, too. On the other hand, you don't want to be a Grinch with respect to holiday parties. You don't want to say,
I'm kind of a Scrooge about it. I'm kind of a Scrooge myself, Walter. Should I lighten up a little bit when I go?
You should lighten up, because first thing to know is that, you know, holiday parties mean more to some people than they do to others. And it's not too much of a gender discriminatory thing to say, but I think I did reporting on this at some point and found that for women typically take these parties a little bit.
It's a bigger deal. No, it is. There's no question about that. There's no question that the parties are a bigger deal for the ladies, and Christmas is a bigger deal for the ladies.
Yes, exactly. I mean, and so women will dress a little bit nicer for the party.
It gives them a chance to go shopping. I mean, come on. My wife admits that. We're invited to a party today, and the invitation said festive attire. You know how I read that? Shopping.
How did you read that?
I read
shopping.
That as that's going
to
cost me.
You don't want to have last year's festive attire.
I read that as that's going to cost me some money.
It'll be all in the good spirit of that. But
right, but she, you know, I promise you, we've been festive shopping.
If you're conducting the party or you're in charge, you want to make – there are some rules to that, too. You want to have a definite beginning to the party, but you also want to make sure that there's a definite end indicated on the invitation. I mean, you want to have it 5 to 7 or the poet W.H. Auden, when he'd invite people to drinks at his apartment in Greenwich Village, he would put on the invitation at the bottom, carriages to call at 7 p.m., which means, you know, that's the time to get your car there and get you out of there. So have a beginning, a definite beginning and end.
Another couple of other things you can do is not serve hard liquor. Serve beer and wine.
That's true.
And even, or you know what else you can do? You can say, drinks are on me. Here are your tickets. This is how you get them. Here are your tickets.
Absolutely.
And you only give them two tickets.
You can also designate somebody who everyone recognizes as kind of the he's going to be the sheriff or she's going to be the sheriff. She determines if somebody's overserved themselves that if she says, you got to take a car or a taxi home or something, or I'm taking your car keys, that her word goes.
What do you think about – now, one of the things that I do, and I – you know, me being me, I do this quite often, not just in parties – is I do a little role play with myself. If I'm going into a potentially perilous situation, I'm going to be calling on customers, I'm going to be with them socially or whatever, I have a word with myself. I do a little role playing with myself. I imagine scenarios and I just say, okay, let's just be aware that these things could happen. And I'll be honest with you, more than once, that's helped me to be prepared for that. It's helped me to steer myself. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's an excellent idea, and you should do that. And you should look at a wide range of potentially, you know, bad things are going to happen. Somebody's going to overindulge in alcohol.
Start talking politics. I'm going to walk away.
Start talking politics. Somebody starts hitting on somebody else, you may need to intervene.
Unless they're hitting on me, right, Walter?
Yes, well, of course, you know, that I'm sure that happens to you all the time, Jim.
Happens all the time.
To feel those kinds of advances. You do want to
What about family members? Should we bring family members? I guess the spouses
We've talked about this in the past, and I think you and I disagree. I think you should oftentimes bring family members. You told me in the past you don't. I think that you don't think it's a good idea because your family member comes away from the party and then 6 months is still talking about. Well, do you realize what he said about you or he said about me?
I don't have a problem with spouses. In fact, you know, most of the time you have to bring the spouse or your partner. But other than that, no, I don't have a problem with that. Hey, Walter, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Walter, I need your website, please.
It's www.thelordsofstrategy.com.
Thelordsofstrategy.com. That's also the title of the book. 20 after, right back with Walter Kieschel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.